Okay, let's get started.
Oh, wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 26 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, as per usual, Shelton Muller. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm well. How about yourself?
Bit of a cold, but other than that, I'm surviving.
Well, you don't sound too cold, you know, ridden, mate, so hopefully, you know, you don't sound like this too much or anything like that, so it's all right.
That's good. How have you been?
Yeah, busy as usual. You know, there's a lot on in the life of a photographer, journalist, superstar like myself.
For sure.
And so busy, but it's fun. It's fun. I mean, the photo industry is going through a very hard time at the moment, and I don't think that's just in Australia. You know, and companies that formerly were doing very, very well are all struggling simply because of the nature of digital photography. The nature of photography has changed incredibly, and companies who used to thrive on the consumables aspect of photography, film processing, that kind of thing, are now finding it a struggle to stay afloat and reestablish their mission statements. And yeah, I think that's across the board. So yeah, it's a very interesting industry at the moment, where a lot of people, after, you know, 150 years of maybe being in business, or 100 years or 50 years or however long they might have been in business, are having to now reestablish themselves and find new directions, or perhaps remind people of the old ones, such as printing and processing. It's a really interesting industry at the moment, and there's a lot of changes and a lot of people suffering and a lot of people, you know, coming up with great new ideas. So yeah, it's difficult and yet interesting at the same time at the moment. Of course, photographers are always going to be working, because no matter what camera you have, if you don't know what you're doing with it, you know, you might need to hire a professional. So I mean, the professional side of my photography is doing well, but the magazine side of my business is doing well.
Yeah.
But it's in an industry at the moment that across the board is finding it tough all round. So yeah, very interesting time. We'll get through it, but a very interesting time.
So what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, today I thought I'd talk about posing, something that we...
Oh, fabulous, darling.
Yeah, fabulous. We, often people know how to take pictures of people from all the, you know, technical aspects, to get the light right and the lens right and the aperture right and the all that kind of thing, but the people in the photographs look terrible. Perhaps it's because people usually, and this is something that I think we need to remember, is that most of us don't like having our picture taken. And I know I don't. That's why I prefer to find myself on my side of the camera rather than the other side. And I mean, I'm an incredibly good-looking guy. So imagine if an incredibly good-looking guy like myself doesn't like being photographed. What would an ugly person feel like? You know? So we need to be conscious of the fact as photographers that just as we often don't like being photographed, the people we're photographing, they might be a bride and groom, or, you know, anybody, may not feel comfortable in front of the camera. And this could even be, you know, maybe a model, someone you're doing a modeling portfolio for. It might be one of her first times up at bat and she still is finding her legs, as it were. So I would just like to talk about ways that we can help people settle in to being photographed. I don't want to talk about the finer points and techniques of posing. Let's just talk about some principles today that you can apply and, I suppose, tweak as you go through the process of photographing somebody. I think the first port of call is that whenever we photograph a person, they should look natural. They should look comfortable. However, when you point a camera at a person, the first thing that they'll do usually is freeze up. So we need to help them be comfortable. A line I often use when I'm photographing someone is, well, you look like you're having your picture taken. I don't want you to look like you're having your picture taken. And this is especially true of brides and grooms. You know, they have this, well, am I doing it right? You might tell them how to do a pose. You might even demonstrate the pose for them. And they're studying you and they're analyzing you. And, oh, they look at your left leg and your right arm and your left arm. And, oh, and then they want to make sure that they're doing it right. Well, you're giving them an idea of how you want them to pose. they have to find their own sea legs, as it were, within that idea. So try and avoid being overly contrived. One of the things that you'll find people immediately doing when you point a camera at them is turning straight on to you. You might have noticed that, Bruce. You don't want to take somebody's picture, and they turn face on to you so that the shoulders are square, and they might have their arms by their side, and you know, their head straight and their face straight right into the lens. But if you analyze it, who stands like that? I mean, in our normal everyday conversations, nobody stands like that. We never actually turn and square off with a person unless we're being confrontational. Normally, we'll turn to a bit of an angle. We'll present one shoulder forward. We might put our weight on our back leg. We might slightly gesture with our hands, or put our hands in our pockets or on our waist or behind us. Or we might lean our hands on a chair or something like that. And we'd never, unless we're being confrontational, square off to a camera. So the first thing that we have to do is get an angle on a person.
Yeah.
Get them to, that's both male and female. Just get them to present one shoulder forward. Get them to put their weight on either their forward foot or their back foot. Usually the back foot is what I prefer, but often that will depend on the person. Now, again, you're going to have a problem with people saying, oh, okay, am I doing it right? And they'll lean backwards, but they won't actually just put their weight naturally on their back foot. So you can demonstrate, but often people will still not feel comfortable until maybe a little while into the shoot. Or you may just need to look at what they're doing and say, and find the problem with how they're responding to your directions, and work with them. Some people are different. Some people are absolutely natural in front of a camera, and some people are really stiff and frozen. Yeah. But the first port of call is just to get them to turn on an angle, present a shoulder, and then get the person to turn the head across that shoulder. Now, this could be for a standing portrait or a seated portrait, but if you do that, if you bring the face so that they're looking down the shoulder and down the, you know, across and into the lens, what you've got also is a compositional benefit, because you've got the person creating two different planes. The chest, the torso, is facing away from the camera, and the face, the nose, is pointing into the camera. So you've got two different planes, two different angles being created by the body, creating more dimension, because we're working with a two-dimensional thing, a photograph, but we want, of course, to get a three-dimensional effect. So get the subject to turn just from the neck down the shoulder and look into the lens, and you've already got a more comfortable pose. You've taken the confrontation away by not having them square-shouldered, and you've given them a little bit more compositional, more compositionally pleasing. The other thing, of course, is that you are creating a level of comfort for that person, and it doesn't look, you know, overly contrived. With women particularly, getting them to turn on an angle is also more flattering, because it creates a better figure, a thinness that the women prefer to see in themselves, of course. If you have a woman square onto the camera, even though she may have a lovely figure, often you can just tweak that a little by turning it even more and creating a little more dimension. With posing, arms and legs are always a problem. I know arms are often a problem, and people feel very uncomfortable with their arms and hands. So again, let's find ways of using our arms and hands in everyday ways that we think, oh, you'd never do that in a photo, because this is a photo, we have to be formal. But that's where we make a big mistake. We should, just because it might be a formal portrait, doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be some 19th century, you know, formal pose. Make people feel at home. Make them look natural. I often work with a chair and get them to straddle the chair. Even women can be, you know, depending on how close you are, of course, straddling a chair, leaning on the back of the chair. Men particularly can do that very well. You can use all sorts of props like chairs. Chairs are great to get them to, if they're standing, they can lean on the back of the chair. If they can use the chair to put one foot up on, this is particularly for men, of course, and lean forward on. All sorts of ways, but find a way of making arms and legs look natural. If you haven't got anything to lean arms and legs on, then with women, bring the arms and hands close into the body. If the arms and hands are out from the body, it can actually make the person look larger, and women don't like that, of course, do they, Bruce?
No, mate.
So bring the elbows in, perhaps you know, hands on the tops of the thighs. Hands should be natural, not clenched or tight, and just get the person to just relax and, you know, create, if you have to have the, in a woman's case particularly, if you have to have the elbows out, then use the elbows out in such a way that it's very clear that the elbows are out and the waist is highlighted. So you can imagine if you've got a woman, slight 45 degree angle to the camera with her torso or chest facing 45 degrees away from the lens, and her face across the shoulder. If she's got her elbows out, it will highlight the curve of her waist. So you can work between the two, and you'll find some poses work for some people, some poses don't. You might find one pose will work very well with a lot of people, and then you'll meet some person where it just will not work, because everybody has their own dynamic. Everyone has their own physical dynamic, and you'll need to work with them to get them to feel and look comfortable. Men, well, you can have them arms crossed. Although, again, depending on the build of the man, if he's a large man, a stocky man, it might actually be very uncomfortable. In which case, you might just have the man hands in pockets, leaning against a wall or a column or, you know, a chair, anything like that, so that, you know, it sort of thins him down a little bit. But if the man is lean, if he's a skinny guy like me, arms crossed is actually can be quite complimentary, because it builds the shoulders and the arms. Often men, if you see men in a group, they'll usually love to just line up like a firing squad and do the old legs apart, crutch grab pose, you see three or four groomsmen standing in a row, shoulder to shoulder, legs apart, you know, fists clenched in front of their crutch. Don't do that, because it looks ridiculous. Like we said, who stands like that? Nobody stands like that. The idea behind posing is to make people look like they do when they're in a normal conversation or in a normal interaction. The idea of a nice portrait is to make that person look natural. So in a group of men,
it should look like a snapshot of life.
It should, yes. I mean, that's absolutely true, but in a snapshot of life, it may not be compositionally pleasing. So so what we need to do as photographers is find a balance between a pleasing pose, but not have it overly contrived. And by overly contrived, I mean, there are posing techniques which some photographers adhere to with the strictness that is unbelievable. You know, the hold the pencil finger poses and all those sorts of things, which are ridiculous. In this day and age, those sort of poses are so old-fashioned, so done, and they look so contrived that people just aren't accepting them anymore. So try to find ways and means by which people look natural and yet pleasing aesthetically and physically at the same time. So a group of men, we might just get them to stand, you know, on various angles to each other, get the tall one to lean on the shorter one's shoulder, or all sorts of things. Get them to stand in semicircles, not lines, and create different angles with the men. Perhaps, creating, if it's a wedding, creating the greater focus on the groom as he's surrounded by groomsmen. But to have them all standing in a line, you know, the shoulders straight, the crutch grab fist pose, all those sorts of things, just avoid. Couples. Now, if you're having a man and a woman, or a young couple, often what we do is we tend to get a bit too huggy. You know, okay, we'll just stand together, give each other a cuddle, and, you know, they'll squeeze each other tight and their faces are pressed into each other and the bodies are close. It's probably better to bring a couple just slightly apart. And in the case of a bride and groom, or young woman and a young man, have the woman just fall gently into the man, perhaps into his chest, depending on her height compared to his, and just gently hands on his chest or torso, bring faces just slightly apart. But the thing about putting faces together too is that often when we're in close proximity to one another, we tend to lean away, because we've got this personal zone thing going on, you'll tend to see heads leaning diagonally away from each other. Avoid that too. Tell people to bring their heads diagonally into each other. It creates an intimacy in the portrait that indicates a closeness between these people. Naturally, we may think, oh, look, I'm a bit close, but we are creating a photograph and we don't want too much negative space, wasted space with, you know, distracting background. So get in nice and close and get the couple to angle their heads toward one another. Normally when I say that, a couple will often turn and look at each other. We don't mean that. We mean actually a tip or a cock of the head towards each other, so that you've got, maybe if the man is taller, his head is just diagonally towards, you know, the woman, and she is diagonally towards the man, and just a nice close pose. But avoid getting too close, because then everything looks, you know, a bit tight, a bit difficult. So these sorts of ideas are all about getting people to look and appear comfortable in their photographs. It's not an easy thing to do. Often when I'm interviewing couples for wedding photographs, they'll show me pictures of couples interacting very naturally and spontaneously and say, we want this. But every couple has its own dynamics, and that every couple interacts with each other physically differently. So you're going to need to work that out, and the process of that can take a little bit of time. So while we've gone through some of the principles of posing, one key thing is to take your time and work with each couple or each person as an individual and find out what is comfortable for them. Now, that may take an hour, you know, it may take 20 minutes, it may take whatever, depending on that person. They need to become comfortable in front of the camera. You need to also understand how their mind works, how their body works, how their physical dynamics are, you know, different to somebody else you might have photographed, and work with those. It's a long process, a learning process, one that I'm still learning, but everybody is different, and you should not apply the same posing rules to everyone. These principles that we've talked about today are just ideas to try and get us away from the contrivances of posing that can tend to look ridiculous and not particularly flattering. But you'll find as you work with each person that some prefer to be serious, some prefer to be spontaneous, some have absolutely no idea, and some are beyond salvation when it comes to posing. But it's an idea to just work with people for a little while and endeavor to make them look and feel comfortable. So study people. When you're at a party or when you're having a conversation with a person, study their movements and think to yourself, well, actually, what he's doing right now, leaning against the bar right there, or what he's doing right now with his one foot up on the chair, or what she's doing over there, leaning against the wall with her arms just gently crossed, is a very nice looking pose. And she's just naturally talking to her friend. Those sorts of things, if we can pick up on them in our daily interactions, will help us when we're setting up people for posing. And if you can make your portrait subject look comfortable, and natural and physically pleasing to the best of your ability, you've got some good posing techniques down pat.
Ooh, fantastic.
Well, I hope that helps, because I've seen some pretty bad posing, even among, you know, professional wedding and portrait photographers. Some that look so contrived it's ridiculous, and some that look so uncomfortable that it's quite awful. So I think the key to it is avoid contrivance and be as natural as possible, and yet still strive for something that is physically and aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, and get out there and practice.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Shelton, thank you for that.
My pleasure, Bruce.
No worries, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. See ya.
See you later.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotoyou.com. Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audiotoyou.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
Audiotoyou.com.